Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this in the presence of the Almighty God. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the King of Kings. Worship the Lord for His majesty, for His power. Begin to bless God for His awesome power. God is almighty. God is great. God is super. There is no one like Him. There is no one that can be compared with the Almighty God. He's an excellent, being. He's the Almighty God. God that we serve is a unique God. He's an incomparable God. He's an incomprehensible God. Wherever you are, just begin to bless His name, worship Him, and appreciate Him. Bless His holy name. Say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for your wonders. Lord, I thank you for your power. Lord, I thank you for what you have done for me. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing. Lord, I thank you for what you continue to do. Lord, I thank you for your name. Lord, I thank you for your power. Lord, I thank you for what you have been doing in our lives. We give all glory. We give you all honor. We give all adoration. Thank you for great work that we have been using this broadcast to do. Thank you, Lord, for testimony. Thank you for mighty miracle. Thank you for the touching of your power. We give you glory. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. Blessed be thy name of the Lord. All glory to him. All glory, glory, glory to the Lord. All glory, all glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna, 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 blessed be thy name of the Lord. Oh, Hosanna, 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 blessed be thy name of the Lord. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Night Prayer Meeting. And this program has been a blessing to many people. And I'm trusting God that you are going to be blessed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 22nd day of the month of September, year 2021. I speak into your life that, my sister, all those who want you down in your place of work, they shall go down for you. Hear me and hear me very well. That brother, listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. I command the power of God that has been working in your life. That power will disgrace your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. There are people here that must listen to me very well because I have a word from the Lord concerning your case. Hear me very well, that brother. You are owing a lot of people and you are running etta sketa. The Lord said, I should tell you, you don't need to be running etta sketa. What you just need to do is for you to sit and get focused and begin to praise me for the next 7 days and begin to see how I'm going to work in your life. God said your debt will be paid in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a woman there, your womb has been tied down. Today, your womb has been let loose and that womb is released in the name of Jesus. The sign that you are going to see is that very, very soon you will conceive because you have been waiting for the fruit of the womb for 12 years, but that yoke has been broken out. That yoke has been broken out. There is another brother here. Listen to me very well. You have been sent packing from where you are living and you are scorting with somebody. Your wife is scorting with another person with your children. But within the next 3 months, the Lord said it's going to surprise you beyond your understanding. I'll be waiting for your testimony. There's somebody here, you have been processing a visa. You have been processing your document to travel abroad to go and meet with your husband. And it has been very difficult. Within the next 2 months, the Lord will make a way for you and you'll find yourself there with your husband. There is somebody here right now, you have a case in the court and it has been very difficult. And everything has been like intertwined into problem. But the Lord said, I should tell you that you should praise Him and He's going to work wonders in your life and it's going to be, there's going to be testimony. I'm waiting for that testimony also. There is that sister there, something that has swollen up in your buttock. But by the time you check it now, it will have disappeared because the power of God will fall upon you now. What has swollen up in your buttock, I command the arrow of deliverance to locate it and everything there shall disappear and vanish into the thin air in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bless you for what you are doing right away. Look at the miracle working power of God. The miracle working power of God. The miracle working power of God. The yoke of untimely death has been broken upon that small child. Yes, look at the miracle working power of God. You, that animal, shouting and making noise in that environment to trouble that destiny, and you are a witchcraft animal, I command you to be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a woman there, you have an house help, just a house help that will brush. We bought this house help just about 2 weeks ago, but since you have brought her, you have been feeling some strange movements. This house help must be taken for prayers so that you can be delivered. If you don't take out for prayer, that house will be caged and that house will be demolished. You have to really take out for prayer so that that house will not be caged, so that that family will not be demolished, so that that family will not be destroyed, so that the joy of that family will not be buried. That girl must be taken for deliverance very quickly. You have to take that girl for deliverance, or you return that back to where you have taken her. Best. That is the best. Rako soko tekuto matumbra kosa kaya kala kandoro borosi tikopia mukumbra alus kotele kwa ego go brosoto kalaba. Thank you, Father. I prophesy into the life of someone here. Hear me very well. Within the next 10 days, God is going to surprise you with financial blessing that will embarrass your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. It will amaze you how God is going to work wonders in your life. Masoto kandele kondiale sopiarati elukumbraluska emakunda katarabosotoka. Thank you, Father. Wherever you are, I want you to shout these three prayer points loud and clear. Say, glory of God overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, glory of God overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, glory of God overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, glory of God overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, glory of God overshadow my life. In Jesus' name, pray. This is the second one. Pray very well. Say, every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. And you are going to shout this third prayer with power. Say, any power causing my destiny naked, run mad. In the name of any power causing my destiny naked, run mad. In the name of Jesus, any power going naked to curse your destiny, run mad. In the name of Jesus, any power going naked to curse your destiny, run mad. In the name of Jesus, any power going naked to curse my destiny, run mad. In the name of Jesus, any power going naked to curse my destiny, run mad. In Jesus' name, pray. There is a family here that need to pray this next prayer very well. Pray very well. Pray like this. Say, every witchcraft oppression against my family in the night, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft operation against my family in the night, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft operation against my family in the night, in Jesus' name we pray. A few days ago, we started talking about something very deep, something that all black man or black men must always refer to. If you want to make progress, you must be able to know how to address this area. You know, must be able to know how to deal with this area. You know, we'll be talking on pronounced judgment on evil utter. Pronounced judgment against evil utter. Pronounced judgment against destructive utter. Pronounced judgment against evil local utter. Pronounced judgment against the altar of affliction. Do you know that altar can be raised against a man? Do you know that altar is another deep spiritual transaction? Altar is a particular thing in the realm of the spirit that is highly respected. And everything that takes place on that altar is spiritually inclined. At every altar, you will see a sacrifice. At every altar, there will be a priest. At every altar, covenant is formed with a particular spirit that you offer the sacrifice to, or that you build the altar to. You must understand that. You know, God is a mighty God. God is a great God. God is a God that no power can stand against. The devil has copied most of everything that has been instituted in the word of God. The devil has copied them and has polluted them and has turned them upside down, lecture his own children to use against ignorant believer. You must be knowledgeable. You must understand what the Bible says. That is why this topic is very, very important. By the time you begin to understand it more, then you will know what we are talking about. Go and read 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to 11 more. You'll be able to see Samuel raise up an altar in the name of the Lord against Philistine. And God became angry with the Philistine and thunder against them from heaven just because altar was raised. You can see now, so altar, positive altar can be raised by the children of God. And also you see the devil raising negative altar against the children of God. You must know. Do you know that a place where you are praying is also an altar? When you kneel down in a place that is an altar of prayers. So as we have altar of prayers, we also have altar of wickedness. We also have altar of affliction. We also have altar of destruction. We also have altar of limitation. Our assignment is to pronounce judgment against every evil altar erected against you, erected against me, erected against your family, erected against your destiny, erected against you, your place of work. Listen to me. Anyone raising evil altar against you shall be disgraced. Listen to me. Anyone raising evil altar against you shall be harassed. Listen to me. Anyone raising evil altar against you shall be naked. In the name of Jesus Christ, every altar has a sacrifice, like I told you, and has a priest. And you must understand that a covenant is formed. It is a deep spiritual tax transaction that is involved at evil altar. Because at that evil altar, covenant is formed. And it's formed with the spirit you offer the sacrifice to. The spirit you raise the altar to. Immediately a sacrifice is made on evil altar, a blood covenant is formed. When you kill a goat, you kill a bird, you kill a local hen, a blood covenant is formed between the person offering the sacrifice and the spirit offer it to. And not only that, and the ground that the blood is falling upon. So you can see that this is not ordinary thing. This is very, very deep. We need to understand. Many problems of the black people can be directly linked to dark administration of altar. The enemy has erected altar of affliction against many, many people. And satanic priests are ministering on these altars every day. Do you know that evil altar can limit a person? Do you know that evil altar, the ministration at evil altar can push a person into error? Do you know that through the evil altar, destiny can be manipulated? Do you know that through the evil altar, men, women can be tied down? Do you know that evil altar can be used to intimidate people? Do you know that evil altar can be used to instigate evil into the life of people? Do you know that evil altar can be used to program sickness into the life of people? Do you know that evil altar can be used to program strange nightmare and fear into the life of people? Do you know that evil altar can be responsible for stubborn affliction that many people are facing? Beloved, our own assignment is to make sure that no evil altar prosper in our life. No evil altar prosper in our family. No evil altar prosper against our life. There are a lot of local altars. We have crossroad altars. There are very many of them. We have tree altar. We have rock altar. We have image altar. We have photograph altar. We have altar we call coven altar. In the place where witches are and they are deliberating against a man. We have extra altar. We have family shrine altar. We have altar in the river. We have altar right in our family house. We need to pray against all this evil altar. They must not catch us, because altar can arrest a man. Altar can arrest a destiny. Altar can limit a man. Altar can make a man to fail at the edge of breakthrough. Altars of darkness has been the major problem of many black men, many black women in this particular territory we find ourselves. We need to pray. Our ancient father, the mate covenant with the devil, and the devil told them, what you need to do is to build altar for me and be serving me, and be serving me through this altar. Present a sacrifice on this altar, then I'll begin to render you help. Beloved, there is no permanent help from the devil. The only person who can render a permanent help is the Almighty God. Enough is enough to all the affliction from evil altar. Are you here? You are having constant pain, constant migraine, constant headache, constant attack in the night, strange nightmare. People are pursuing you with aggression. Animals are biting you. You find yourself in a deep area of life. Darkness is all over the place. You don't even know what to do. Aggressive sex in the dream. You are being fed and force-fed in the dream. They are biting you everywhere. It is the rage of this evil altar. They must be put down today. They must be destroyed now. They must be put on hold, and they must scatter. They must be put down in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why this night broadcast has been directed to this area. That is why God has raised this broadcast up, so that you can be a giant for the Lord, so that your prayer life can be strong, and you can destroy mysterious oppressing power, and you can render the evil altar down. The Bible says, "He making diviners mad." Every diviner at any evil altar against you shall be rendered mad in the name of Jesus Christ. Let soko patakata, wherever you are, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Tell the Lord, I need you right now. Thank you, Father. The ministry of destructive altar shall be broken today. The arrow fired against you from the evil altar shall backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. Confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Father, I need your presence. I need your power. I want you in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get yourself prepared with hot aggression to pray these strange prayers. But before we pray the prayer, I want you to get your bottle of oil ready. If you don't have your bottle of oil ready, you can get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on them, and the power of God will move from here and move into them, and they shall become an instrument of power. And through it, there shall be liberation of people, liberation of destiny, liberation of lives, and yoke shall be broken. Believe God, and it's going to be so. Father, let the yoke-breaking power, deliverance power, healing power, power for signs and wonders, move into the oil, move into the water, and the anointing of Holy Ghost, move into the oil, move into the water, and let the blood of Jesus move into the oil, and move into the water, and let them become embodiment of power in the name of Jesus Christ. Take that oil or that water and drink a little. Maketo perose, enti kopiamo, agralo sotokote, endiko pride, loko sente yalaba, rimobo, tandelobo robo sente, pia, and lo pahuta, egliniba payama zotolia, iria papaponska, lepa, and lo pahuska, lente leborobo sote yakala papaputa, iriba, lo pahuta laka. Drink it a little and pray this prayer. Say, every strange arrow inside my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every strange arrow inside my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every strange arrow inside my body, go back, 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 go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Maketo porobo shiteka. Say the prayer now. Say, every evil animal biting my head, there in the name of Jesus, every evil animal biting my head, there in the name of Jesus, every evil animal biting my head, there. What I'm saying is, the evil animal programmed to bite your head must die. Every evil animal biting my head, there in the name of Jesus, every evil animal biting my head, there in Jesus' name, pray with your hand or your head. Say, every glory killer assigned against my glory, In the name of Jesus, every glory killer assigned against my glory. In the name of Jesus, every glory killer assigned against my glory. In the name of Jesus, every glory killer assigned against my glory. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody here, you notice that your hair has been scraped. Oh, you woke up and you saw that your head has been scraped. Put that oil more upon that head, because that air that has been scraped is a manipulation of your destiny. It's a manipulation of your glory. I want you to pray. Say, my glory in the hand of the wicked. Come back to me now. In the name of Jesus, my glory in the hands of the wicked. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back. 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 Come back to me. In Jesus' name, pray. You may need to pray that prayer for more than 5 minutes so that you can get this miracle done immediately. Take that oil and anoint your chest. Makete so miakundakada. Shout it. Say, every sickness hiding in my blood, get out in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out in the name of, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out in the name of. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your belly button, say the same prayer. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out in the name of Jesus. Every sickness hiding in my blood, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Get ready now. I want you to pray for every covenant with untimely death. Break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with untimely death. Break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with untimely death. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, powers behind evil food in the dream. In the name of Jesus, powers behind evil food in the dream. In the name of Jesus, powers behind evil food in the dream. In Jesus' name, pray. Every satanic animal crying against my destiny in the night. In the name of Jesus, every satanic animal crying against my destiny in the night. In the name of Jesus, every satanic animal crying against my destiny in the night. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, family altar, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Family altars, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Family altars, release my destiny, 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 release my destiny. Family altars, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny. Family altars, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny. Family altars, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, I remove my name from the register of family shrine in the name of Jesus. I remove my name from the register of family shrine in the name of Jesus. I release my name. I remove my name from the register of family shrine in the name of Jesus. I remove my name from the register of family shrine in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your hand and say, you my hand, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. You my hand, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. You my hand, receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your leg and say, my legs, you will not destroy my destiny in the name of Jesus. You my leg, you will not destroy my destiny in the name of Jesus. You my leg, you will not destroy my destiny in Jesus' name. Please talk to your leg. Say, my legs, reject evil arrow in the name of Jesus. You my leg, reject evil arrow, reject evil arrow, reject evil arrow in Jesus' name. We pray. Masoto parakatala kente prakoska. Every prayer request presented here, receive immediate answer in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request presented here, receive immediate answer in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. What a wonderful God we serve. Look at what is going on. Somebody pray this prayer. Say, ancestral powers. Can you shout it? Ancestral powers that vow to bring me back to zero. In the name of Jesus. Ancestral powers that vow to bring me back to zero. In the name of Jesus. Ancestral powers that vow to bring me back to zero. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, covenant my father made with the river that is working against my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant my father made with the river that is working against my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant my father made with the river that is working against my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus. Say, covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the covenant my mother made with marine goddess that is working against my moving forward. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. May the yoke of limitation be broken upon your destiny. May the yoke of affliction be broken upon your destiny. May your destiny begin to move forward from today in the name of Jesus Christ. To everyone looking for the fruit of the womb, receive the blessing of children in the name of Jesus. There shall be supernatural conception. The anointing of the Lord shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. To you that you are praying that God, I need a life partner. May God answer your prayer. And may there be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have been praying concerning one particular request or the other, may God answer you speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. The document you are waiting for shall be released and there shall be a miracle in your life. Are you under torment? I command you to be free. Are you under oppression? I command the yoke of that oppression to be broken. Is there anyone that fire arrow into your brain? I command the arrow to go back to that person in the name of Jesus Christ. You are set free. You are released now. You are delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be testimony from everyone that have listened to this broadcast, because God is working wonders already. Beloved, you can share this broadcast with your friend. Let them also enjoy it and be blessed. Let them receive their testimony so that we can come together to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. For the Bible says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God, Jesus Christ, has come that we may have life and life abundantly. May God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, want to share testimony, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Please, WhatsApp number alone is very easy. WhatsApp number only 0802-336-9298. Aha. High fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tag Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tag Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't forget, Psalm 91 is very important. You must be able to read it every day before you sleep. It is where. When you are moving out in the morning, also read it. It is very important. God bless you in Jesus' name.